we're going to talk about the Ahmed Arbery situation. Is it cut and dry? I don't think so, because I don't think any time a life is taken, it's cut and dry. I also think that if we're going to look at this from a strictly law interpretation of the law point of view, I think our assailants may have acted a little foolishly in that regard. But to set the stage for you, let's go to this this audio clip we have here on the Bar Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing.
News 4 Jax starts right now with a breaking news alert.
That breaking news tonight, the father and son accused of shooting an unarmed black man while his family says he was jogging in a Southeast Georgia neighborhood have now been arrested nearly 2.5 months after the attack. Of investigation have arrested 64-year-old Gregory McMichael and 34-year-old Travis McMichael in connection with the February 23rd shooting death of 25-year-old Ahmed Arbery. The father and son are both charged with murder and aggravated assault.
Arbery was jogging in the Centella Shores neighborhood when he was fatally shot with a shotgun. The incident caught on camera and posted online a week ago by a Brunswick radio station, prompting the GBI to open an investigation. In the video, you can see a man identified as Arbery running down the street. He's approached by two men in a white pickup truck that has stopped in the roadway. Officials say three shots were fired, two of them after Arbery tried to fight off the man holding the shotgun.
News 4 Jax reporter Maggie Lorenz is joining us tonight in the neighborhood where this all happened. Maggie, how are people reacting to the arrests?
Well, Joy, there's been an outpouring of reaction on social media, but driving through the neighborhood tonight is quiet. Neighbors are all indoors. But yes, it was here in the Satilla Shores neighborhood. Arbery was confronted by the McMichaels and shot and killed in broad daylight back in February. Tonight, the two men are in custody. This video, witnesses say, shows the arrest of Gregory and Travis McMichael. Governor Brian Kemp released this statement tonight on Twitter. I applaud GBI Director Vic Reynolds and his agents for their swift action. Justice will be served. Esley Merritt, the attorney for the Arbery family, also posted on Twitter that the investigation into William Bryan, the man who recorded the shooting of Arbery, is still under investigation. Arbery's death investigation has been passed through three district attorneys in the 2.5 months since he was shot and killed while jogging. The case, of course, is now in the national spotlight, and you can count on the local station to be at tomorrow morning's 9 o'clock press conference, bringing you the latest updates of the arrest of these two men on all of our platforms. For now, reporting live in Brunswick, I'm Maggie Lorenz, Channel 4, the local station.
Okay, so I guess in case you didn't know, that is the local station. Just, you know, good for them letting you know who it is. There are a lot of questions that come up from this. Justin beat me to the punch. Why now? Well, this video that was not seen apparently by anybody, was released Sunday, very recently, which caused all of this to build up. This incident was what? There was a police report. The police were called. It's not like this thing happened in the middle of the night and the neighbors, because it's a white supremacist neighborhood, covered it up and never exposed it. There are questions that have to be asked. Why is it only 30 seconds of it? Right? We're only seeing context. We're only seeing a very small amount. But the gentleman, McMichael, the older one, his backstory is that he saw somebody walking through a construction site and that he was hauling ass, quote unquote, away from it, and that he matched the description of several other break-in attempts from surveillance video. And so McMichaels, who used to, and there's somebody in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat that worked with Greg McMichael. And so he has a point of view that I don't know. So he has a lot more information on there about Greg's personality and actually working with him. But we're starting to get into a bunch of other things. We have to mention the fact that the video was released recently. It wasn't part of the initial report, which is a little strange. It's only a very small amount of time about it. And this case happened 2 months ago. So why is this being drummed up now? There's a lot of questions that have to be asked about that. Especially in a state like Georgia, which if this happens in a northern state, you don't get a lot of the fun, not fun, but you don't get a lot of the convenient, well, it's the racist South again. We also have to address this as the Remnant Crusader is dropping these points in the chat room. We don't know where Ahmed lived. I have not heard that this was his neighborhood. Only thing that has been reported is that he is an avid jogger. Unless he's running 5Ks daily, I don't know where that is. And some people do. Some people are nuts about jogging. Like, we can throw that on the table. Some people run a lot. There hasn't been, usually there's a map like, oh, this, he was running in a neighborhood near his home. I haven't heard anything about where Ahmed lived in relation to where he was. That's just a question. This is not an accusation. This is not me trying to say, well, obviously he was doing that. That's a bit of information that we're missing at this point before this open and, shut case. But like I said, just because that question hasn't been answered doesn't, you know, there are people that jog religiously, that jog all over the place. We're just told that he does. Okay. That information wasn't in the police report, which I read this morning. And nobody's come out to say, oh, he lived two subdivisions over, or he lived 5 miles away from where the incident took place. I don't have any, there's no frame of reference. But it boils down to this, all of this other stuff aside, I have to stick within the wheelhouse. And that is law, right? Because out of all of this, what was McMichael doing? Why was he either chasing down Ahmed or blocking him, depending on the story? McMichael said they chased down and they pulled aside him and said they wanted to talk to him. The video shows that the truck is parked. So what are we doing here? Well, there is a law on the Georgia books. This is the law. You have the right to make a citizen's arrest, right? You can make a citizen's arrest in Georgia. And this is the actual law. A private person may arrest an offender if the offense is committed in his presence or within his immediate knowledge. If the offense is a felony and the offender is escaping or attempting to escape, a private person may arrest him upon reasonable and probable grounds of suspicion. So we don't know anything because the guy is dead, right? Ahmed is dead. So we don't know what the prior history was.